Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and Macy's has the gift guide for you. My mom is definitely a fashionista, but she also loves cooking. I love getting her something that brings in both elements, something really girly, and then I always add to her cooking sets. And Macy's just has everything in all the top gifts, from Dolce & Gabbana perfume to handbags and gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. You can shop by price from $25 and under to $100 and under. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder for your Mother's Day gift. Remember, it's just around the corner.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, Giggle Squatters? I kind of like that one.
I like that one too. I think it's because we're in a new space. Like, it just hit.
You guys, the auras are completely different. The feng shui has changed. We're not sad on our couches doing Zoom.
Speak for yourself.
We're in a real studio today.
I know. This is fun. This was like the vision we had had from the beginning, but we started in quarantine.
Yeah. So we are in the flesh. Even though I hate saying that, we're in the flesh.
Yeah, I hate that word.
Wheezy WTF hooked us up with the studio.
Okay.
We're in SoHo. We have an exposed brick behind us. So you know I'm about to come.
You know that means.
I hate saying come. I prefer orgasm. Come is weird.
I don't like the word either.
It sounds like I'm about to just like grab some sperm and throw it at you. Yeah. Here's some cum. That's my cum sound.
Oh, wow, I hate everything about that.
I feel like we both had a party on Thursday night, but they were different parties. I was supposed to make it to yours, but I didn't make it.
Yeah, we didn't speak.
How was your night?
My party.
Thursday.
Okay, what day is it today?
I have no
Today's clue. Thursday. We're talking last Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My party was good. I went to a birthday drinks. Then I went to Marquee, which is just a blast from the past.
When was the last time you went to Marquee?
A year and a half ago.
What's the like stereotype of Marquee? What's the vibe?
Okay, so like when I was going out like heavy in my last week.
back in the day, 2 days ago.
Wednesday night used to be my Marquee night because it was hip hop night.
Okay, cool.
And then everything else is like house music, which isn't typically my vibe.
Yeah, you want to shake your ass. You don't want to feel like you're having a migraine with an alarm clock.
Yeah, it was like a lot. But that night, it was a famous DJ, Tiesto, was performing. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, but...
But this was to celebrate Dom's birthday?
No. Dom's birthday was like earlier. I went to drinks for that, and then I went to her birthday dinner last night.
Oh.
And there was a tarot card reader.
Did she hire the tarot card reader?
One of her best friends did.
Okay. This sounds like a Beverly Hills housewife. What do we think of each other? whose boyfriend is going to break up with them?
It was literally...
Who really hates each other but hasn't said it out loud? Let's go. Flip a card.
It was individual. So, like, we're all sitting at the dinner table and then the tarot card reader was, like, over in the corner. So we would, like, each get up individually.
Was your gut, like, scared, excited, or ambivalent?
Well, I don't know what ambivalent means, so I don't think it was that. But I was very nervous because I, like, was feeling a type of way that day. Mm-hmm. Like, I just was, like, off and I was, like, in my feels and whatever. And I sat down and she was like, it's okay. And I was like, oh, my God. And she was like, do you want to ask a specific question or you want to just see what happens? And I was like, fuck it, let's just see what happens. So my whole thing was relationship. And the first thing she said was, in the next 3 months, you're going to distance yourself from a lot of people that you hang out with currently. So I looked over at the dinner table and I was like, fuck all y'all.
Bye. Keep my circle small.
Yeah. And I was like, I feel that. Like, I feel myself going into, like, a hibernation mm-hmm. situation. Mm-hmm. And she said that at the end of the summer, I'll feel a lot better and that I'll probably settle down in the fall with someone.
Wait, that's so exciting.
Yeah. So if you have a crush on me, wait till September. I'm not ready yet.
I'm not going to lie. Our psychic did tell me mm-hmm. that, like, someone was coming and walking towards me during quarantine. And that's when I was like, I'm on Shelter Island with cats. And it's an island. No one's walking towards me.
Right.
They'll go right in the water. So I was like, this bitch doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And then Dez slid in my DMs. And I was like, this couldn't be him. He's like a comic. I'm not fucking with comics. But I might have fallen for him faster.
Because you knew?
Because she messaged me and was like, he's walking towards you right now. And I was like, who's walking towards me in a global pandemic while I'm on a stranded island full of cats?
It's the craziest thing. That's insane.
But then every now and then I was like, Hannah, don't get ahead of yourself. Like, it's just something someone said.
So this tarot card reader last night, I said, do I know the person that I'm going to settle down with? And she said, and she looked at me and she was like, I can't, like, I don't predict the future. Like, I just read the cards. But yes, I think you do know him. And, like, you're just ready for him at the end of the summer. And our psychic says that I absolutely know my husband.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me nervous. And, like, I've brought up different guys to her. And she's been like, nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not your person. And then, like, I brought up someone and she was like, I think.
When a psychic tells you no, definitively, this isn't your person.
Yeah.
Will you, like, get turned off by them a little?
No. Like, I've messaged her and been like, hey, I slept there again. She was like, it's okay. You can have fun.
Yeah.
He's just not your person.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Well, I shouldn't have even asked you that because you will let him make out with other girls and you'll still talk to him. So, but that's like cuckolding. Isn't that cuckolding? Jordan, you do sex with Wheezy. You talk about sex all the time. Isn't mm-hmm. it cuckolding?
Where you pick someone a new watch.
Yeah.
I didn't pick. Against my will. I'm sitting at a
You should just go up to him and be like, that was hot, do it again.
Imagine.
With her. Do again with that
imagine.
One.
I mean, I've watched this man get, like, numbers in front of me and I'm just like.
Paige, you've never had a threesome, have you?
I have not.
I've never had a threesome either.
I don't know if I would be right for it because I am a very jealous person.
Mm.
And I don't think I could watch my boyfriend talk to another girl.
Like, yeah. It's funny because there's so many variables that could go wrong in a threesome. And then even if you got, like, I guess the right person, everything, how do you not be awkward? Like, I'm awkward in sex normally.
Yeah.
So then add a third person and it's like, do you want to take that off or should I take it off? Or
the thing I always think about is, like, okay, the logistics. Like, when we're done, when it's over, do you say, like, okay, it was so great meeting you. This was so much fun. I'll get your Uber. Or is your boyfriend, are you cuddling?
Who's in the middle? Like, what? There's a lot of questions I have that have nothing to do with sex.
So I was talking to Ashley Gavin.
Who pees first? You know, when
you're true. Who's because whoever pees first has the less chance of.
I'm prone to UTIs. UTI. I'd like to go first.
This will be in the pre, like the NDA that you signed beforehand. Yeah. This comic, Ashley Gavin, has an amazing podcast called We're Having Gay Sex.
Okay.
And I just had so many questions about gay sex to her. And I was like, Ashley, with lesbians, how do you know when the sex is done? Because like guys will ejaculate and right. then be like exhausted and lie there like a dead fish. And she was like, oh, you ask. And I was like, what's consensual sex like?
I am fascinated by that too.
Because like as girls, like you can have multiple orgasms and eventually right. like sometimes you decide like I'm good
because yeah,
your
like
clitoris
you're tapping
is
out.
Tapped out. But then sometimes you're like, I could go more if you want to.
I don't know. It depends on you.
I feel like most girls could keep going if the guy was down. But a lot of the guys like can't function after orgasm.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also will like, I like, you know when people are like, just be obsessed with his dick.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you don't like think the dick is that hot. You're like, it's so good, whatever. So like you rolled your
you
eyes.
Lied them.
You lied to them. But it's also like when you're in a long-term relationship, like how many things can you describe about the dick? Like it's big, it's huge, yeah. it's deep, it's big, it's deep, it's huge. Anyway, so
are you describing the ocean? Are we on vacation?
The swell is so big. The waves, what? Salty, tastes salty. Jellyfish?
Did you shower today?
But I will like make things sometimes sound better than it is when I want him to come.
Yeah, of course.
So like I'll be like, oh my God, that just hit something. It felt so good yeah. when like he's barely touching the back of my cervix.
I lie all the time. All the damn
Wait, how
time.
Often do you fake orgasms?
All the time.
Cause you're just like tapping out.
Cause I'm just like, I don't care about you and I...
You're like, I'm 28 and I'm tired.
And I'm tired and I know we're not getting there and see ya.
I will fake it. Oh, okay. Sex, I have trouble orgasming.
Mm-hmm.
Fingering, I will fake an orgasm when I just know I'm not going to get there, but I want to make him feel good. Like I'll be like, ah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm just like, at this point, I'm so selfish and I'm just like, I don't, yeah, oh my God, yeah. Thinking about like my seamless order after this guy leaves.
Once a guy told me my face gets red before I orgasm, so then I couldn't orgasm in front of him anymore.
Interesting.
I was like, fuck you.
One time I was really young. I think I had just moved to New York. So I was probably like 22, 23. And I was hooking up with this guy and I was obsessed with him. Like I loved him. I thought this was my husband.
Like literally every man you've ever met.
Yeah. I'm like, no, we're getting married. And he used to put a pillow over my face when he would like come.
Yeah. Wait, so he tried to kill you every time he came.
And I don't know if it was like he hated me so much he couldn't look at my face.
Wait, could you breathe?
Yeah, I could breathe. It wasn't like suffocating. He just would like place it ever so gently. But like then I was like telling one of my girlfriends about it. And she was like,
that's not normal.
That's weird. You know that, right? And I was like, is it?
Or like some guys, they'll only come like from doggy. And like they don't. I've heard my friends say like
yeah.
they don't want to make eye contact. But I feel like...
Okay, have you seen that thing on TikTok where it's like, don't let the girls know, but after guys come, they immediately hate you. And then they have to get... And then like 5 seconds later, they like you again.
Okay.
I've asked everyone, every single guy of my guy
what
friends,
did they
I
say?
Have asked. Yes.
They don't hate you.
They're like, we get really turned off by you, but if we really like you, then it goes back to normal. But yes, I have had sex with girls where I have come and then immediately know that I can never speak to her again. Is that wild?
Okay, so Andrew Collin, great comedian, told me that he'll be like sexting.
Yeah.
And he will like be jerking off. And he'll be like, send me a photo. And then like if he comes before the photo comes and then she like sends him like tits or her vagina, he'll be like grossed out by it if he came already.
That's wild.
We're not trying to make girls insecure. I think the point, I just think like they can't function for 5 to 10
I just think
seconds.
They're idiots. I'm still on my like I hate men tour.
Yeah, we love that for you. We love that for you. But also, the guy is like, oh, okay. So there's this girl named Tinks.
Yes.
Okay.
I follow her. I love her.
So she's wild on TikTok and Instagram. She basically got a DM from a girl. She found out that her boyfriend was cheating
on her. If you guys
don't
follow Tinks, you have to. I found her on TikTok first and now I'm obsessed.
And she's really funny. And she posted this video crying about like how she got a message. And I kept thinking there was going to be a joke at the end. But
Me
then
too.
She was just like, I'm really sad.
And I thought it was a message from her boyfriend breaking up with her. But
no, I knew. She got a DM from a girl just being like, yo, he's messing around. And this is my thing. If your dude is messing around, do you want your friend to tell you?
It depends on your level of friendship, I think, with the girl. Because if you're just like an acquaintance to a girl, she's probably going to get back together with him. And then, like, you're always going to be, like, that girl that's like, oh, hey, like, remember when I told you that, like, the guy you're
talking
to? Yeah,
like, the question is, like, when do you mind your own business?
Yeah.
Versus, like, try to be a hero.
Right. I think it's, like, if you know that girl's birthday, you tell her.
I don't know your birthday.
Yes, you do.
I don't know anyone's birthday. I'm so bad.
I actually don't know your birthday.
Yeah,
either.
So, like, think of a new rule. August 12th. You're November.
4th.
Gotcha. Okay, we were close enough. If you know the month.
So if my boyfriend's cheating on me, feel free to not tell me.
But your point is valid because it's like, you want to know the motive of the girl. What is with these group dinners?
They're toxic.
They're toxic and terrible. Like, okay, there's this culture in New York where you go on these like group dinners before you black out, I guess, to make you feel more adult. Instead of just going to the party, you're like, we're going to dinner. But the dinners are at 11.
The dinners are getting progressively later because COVID is like, is lifted.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
And like, how many people actually eat at the dinners?
I don't know, but I'm like one of those people that like, once I have my first drink, I don't give a fuck about food.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're prioritizing.
Yeah, I prioritize. And
your little stomach only has so much space.
So I try and eat as much as I can before the first drink comes. So I'm downing the bread.
True.
So that's my trick.
So back to Tinks.
Yeah.
She was on Nick Viall's podcast, who we love.
Mm-hmm.
And
who I'm obsessed with, him and his girlfriend.
They're obnoxiously good looking, I'm so happy for him. But I'm also like, how did you even find that lighting for both of you?
There's a lot of like TikTok clips that come up of him like giving advice. And I'm just like, yeah.
Well, at first you think he's going to say something like misogynistic and then it's like completely feminist. And you're like, okay, Nick.
Yeah. I'm like, one time he had a TikTok and it was like, look, if he liked you, he would. And if he's not doing it, he doesn't like you. And I was just like, I needed that.
I went on Nick's podcast of like advice.
Yeah.
And he gets people on. And this person was giving this like sad kind of story. And he just like ripped them a new asshole out of like honesty. Like I was, buttering it up. I was like, look, like maybe if it's meant to be. And he was like, get out of there. Like you're self-sabotaging. Like, but I like had respect for it.
Yeah.
And he's also a reality TV like villain who then like grew into a more complex human that people were like, oh, he's not just a devil character. But anyway, so she's on his pod and she basically said, it doesn't matter when you sleep with a man.
Yep.
Did you see that?
I heard this one.
And I resonated with it so much because as you guys know, I had sex with Dez on our second date.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically said, before a guy hooks up with you, he puts you into three different boxes.
I believe this.
And the boxes is either fuck buddy, friend, or like girlfriend material.
Yep.
So you can make him wait 3 months and he still just has you in the box as fuck buddy. And the second he checks it off, he's done.
Absolutely. And I am one of those people that like if I'm a hypocrite in like all aspects of my life. Like, I just am, you know, like, I don't feel the same every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So I've like met guys and been like, oh, I'm making him wait like a month and a half. I'm making him wait 5 dates. Mm-hmm. And then I've gone on dates and I've slept with someone on like the first date. Like everyone has done that.
Yeah.
And I made a guy wait, I don't know, a fucking long time, like almost a year.
Mm.
And I was just like, okay, like he's been after me for a year. I'm going to like give him a shot.
He definitely likes me a lot.
Yeah, he likes me. Like who keeps trying?
Mm-hmm.
Slept with him, hung out a few times. And then he was like,
nada.
See ya.
Yeah.
And I was like, hold the phone. What just happened here?
But
I get played.
It goes back to like my motto, which is if it's meant to be, you can't fuck it up. Yeah. And I also think, you know, those people who are like, oh, I'm not going to move in with him for another like 2 years. And it's like, bitch, move in.
You don't like him.
You know? But or move in now. And if you're scared that once you move in, it won't work. It's like, then you're just postponing the inevitable. Move in now. See if when you put together an IKEA couch, someone gets hit by a 2x4. And if they don't, like, then it's meant to be. Like, sleep with him now. See if that dick works. And if it doesn't, like, my thing is, if you're going to fail, fail fast.
I have dated guys who have wanted me to move in, and I've secretly signed my lease.
We love that for you.
I'm like, oh my God, wait, I have so another weird. Year. I didn't realize I didn't I signed even know. 2 years.
I didn't even know that. Also, what's so funny is we had no sex talk on the list today to talk about. None.
None.
But here we are.
This is how we are. This
I love your tarot card reading that happened.
How great was that?
You also wrote hot dermatologist.
Okay. So this is for the girls. In the past month, I'm actually going to blame Craig and Charleston.
Okay.
When I got back from Charleston, something happened to my skin. I don't know what's in
it. Are you allergic to the South?
I think so. I might be.
They're like,
I
don't this know darn what- Yankee doesn't deserve to be here.
I literally think they poisoned me. They were like, get her out of here. When I got back from Charleston, all of a sudden, my skin just went crazy. Like, I had all these little bumps under my skin, and it's happened to me one time before in college, and I was, not to get, like, super serious, but my grandma had passed away when mm-hmm. I was in college. I was in, like, a weird time in my life. I was, like, depressed. I was anxious, and, like, my skin just went crazy.
The emotional and physical are intertwined.
I really think it is because I didn't change my skin routine. Mm-hmm. I didn't change my eating or exercising, which is horrible and non-existent. Like, I didn't change any of that. So I was like, whatever, I have to go to the dermatologist. I ran, which you never get into a dermatologist. The next day, I had got an appointment at 10 a.m. I don't know, someone must have canceled.
ZocDoc, how'd you do it?
Yeah, ZocDoc.
So it was a random, like, emergency thing.
I was like, this is an emergency.
It wasn't like a fancy influencer
because
type.
Because I've also been doing a lot of hair up hairstyles. And I can't have, like, pimples all over.
The
and
jawline needs to be smashed. On fleek. Yeah.
So whatever. I get into see this doctor at 10 a.m. I'm like, amazing. It's 3 blocks from my apartment. I was like, oh my God, things are just happening mm-hmm. here. I'm waiting for the guy to come in. He comes in. Obviously, he has a mask on because, like, we're at the doctor's office. I don't want to see him without the mask off, with it off, because in my head, he is my husband.
He's perfect.
He's perfect.
Well, you also...
He was so hot.
People don't know this about you, but you, I think in another life, you would have been a dermatologist.
I think
you're that friend who loves, like, popping pimples. You like watching pimple videos. You are obsessed with skin.
I love it. I've fallen asleep to watching Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, like, that would make me puke all over my floor.
I love it.
So,
a good blackhead video.
Was his personality good?
Yeah, he was really nice. And
he took care of your skin, which is, like, the ultimate.
I think I orgasmed. I was like, hey, sir, I'm not going to fake it with you. Give me that antibiotic immediately. He was like, it's not that bad. I think you're just having a flare-up. I'm going to put you on an antibiotic.
He's like, have you not been getting dicked out good? Because these are the kind of pimples.
His hair was, like, flowy. He had a mask on and then one of those, like, shields. His eyes were really nice. Uh-huh. I was just like...
And he was, like, close up on your skin and, like, I love when people touch my face.
He was like, it's not that bad. And I was like, thank you.
The bare minimum, a guy telling you it's not that bad, you're like...
I don't even see the bar. I don't even have a bar. Underground. I have to dig it up.
I love that so much. And
so anyway, I'm going back in a month. He wanted to see me again. He was like, I think I should see you again. And I was like, oh my God.
So good. Has your mom ever squeezed your pimple and it hit her in the face?
No.
Because my mom would literally squeeze a pimple and it would pop and hit her and she'd go, ah!
Oh my God. I've popped a lot of my friends' pimples before, though. That's one of my favorite things about having a boyfriend.
Is popping their pimples. Oh, sometimes Dez has a pimple, like a whitehead. And he's like, just let it be. Just let it be. And I'm like, no, once it's white, it has to be kicked out. Side note, I did have some Bravo celebrity interactions this week.
You did? Okay.
Well, I had Bronwyn on Burning in Hell.
No, you did not. How did I miss that? Did you not promote it yet?
It's not up yet. Okay. It's coming up on Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Wait, was she in New York or you did it over? Okay.
She was like at her mom's house. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I have so.
Because I don't even know what to.
Is she a lesbian still?
Yes.
Is she still married to her husband?
I forgot to ask her that. But she does have a girlfriend.
Okay. Where does she see herself now that she's not on Housewives?
So, like, the fact that I got to talk to her during this transition was wild because, like, she's still in it. Like, she's in hell. And you could tell that she's, I think she really was like, I'm going to be filming. And then
they were just like,
last second, they were like, it's not happening.
Did she say anything about
Kelly Dodd?
Who's you guys know she scares me.
She's very scared. She basically,
I never want to fight with her. I never even want her to know my name because I don't want.
She talked
her to
about
get
how it
me.
Was hard being on a cast where like she was the only liberal one, and how she had no idea that like her like promoting BLM and just like talking about sexuality and her son struggling with it and opening up and then talking about her sobriety. She was like, I was very confused over like the backlash of it. But if you think of reality TV, people aren't watching it. Like people are, they're not taking messages from it. They're just taking the drama.
Yeah.
So like, it was hard for her.
It's entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but she did say that she thinks if she never did reality TV, she would have never gotten sober or come out.
Oh my God, that makes me happy for her then. I really think everything happens for a reason.
But then she also was like, I don't feel like I really fit in with the girls. And then she was like, I just want to be on TV though. I don't know what to do. Like, it's, I love being on TV. And I was like, but what's your like dream? Like, is it to be a housewife on TV?
Yeah.
And she was like, no. And I'm like, okay, so like, you're like, cause me and her are both in like a transition period of being on a show on Bravo. So we were both kind of working it out, but I highly recommend people listen to it. She also was like very easy to talk to and like quite smart and like had a good sense of humor.
Wow. And she also has like 4,000 kids.
Seven kids.
Like I said, 4,000.
Is a nightmare. And, but she
could
also.
Could you imagine popping out seven kids?
Are you kidding me? I could barely put a tampon in sometimes.
I'd be like, I forget your name. Which one are you again?
But it was helping her be sober and it was helping her like live the life she thought she wanted to live in Orange County. But she said that like early on she knew she was gay and she kind of was like, oh, this is just what marriages are. And she was like,
so
maybe
she's
I just,
a lesbian. She's not
she's
bisexual.
She's a lesbian.
Got
and
it.
She said like she just thought she had a low sex drive kind of. But whenever she was drunk, she would like make out with girls. And then now that she's with her current girlfriend, she's like, I enjoy sex so much. And it made me feel happy. I feel like there's a lot of marriages out there where people, or relationships where people settle.
I've been in a lot of relationships where I'm like, I'm just not a sexual person.
Yeah.
And 4 months later, I'm like,
humping a pillow.
Am I okay? I think I have a problem.
But I also do have to say, I feel like people talk about sex like it's this incredible thing.
It's not that great.
When like in your early 20s, how much horrible sex did you have?
I mean, I'm in my late 20s and I have horrible sex.
Like, but society is like sex. Oh my God, sex. I remember people talked about it. And then when I lost my virginity, I was like, ow.
Did you cry when you lost your virginity?
Yeah, I think I did. I cry after sex for no reason sometimes. You know, like I was just like emotional. There's so much, but society like blank washes it. I don't know if that's a word, but it's just like a blanket.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking of some things that are like consistently better than sex. Q-tip in your ear.
Yeah.
Chicken parmesan.
Sneezing.
Yes.
Sneezing's great. When you have to really sneeze and you think you're going to lose it and then you sneeze.
If we're going there, a poop.
I mean.
And finally, revenge.
Yeah. Served cold.
Always. Bloody sometimes. We don't care. Oh my God. Okay. So we have a very special segment today. Oh, also I ran into Nima.
Oh yeah. How was he?
I've never met Nima in person.
Really?
And do you remember in Loki, I was watching Shaz and I told you, I was like, you know, Nima's hot.
Yeah.
Like I had an epiphany. I had an epiphany that Nima was hot. I've done podcasts with him. I've texted with him.
I've met him in person a few times. He has the best personality. He's so funny.
He has such good energy.
Yeah.
And I met him. We like did kind of a video shoot thing together because he's like an actual director.
Yeah. No, he's like a legit human.
Like we didn't talk about Shaw's once, and I hung out with him for like 3 hours.
I really believe, because I've always watched Shaw's, I'm not caught up, but they don't show his real personality enough on the show. When I first met him, I was just like, this is not.
I walked in and his eyes are beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And he was wearing he has that Metro vibe where his shirt matched his eyes, mm-hmm, and his teeth were glistening.
Yep.
And he's prettier than me.
Yep.
And I hugged him. He smelled nice. And then he was directing. So I've never seen the side of it because we're always just silly.
Yeah.
He was bossing everyone around.
Oh.
And I was like, okay.
It gets me hot and bothered.
Sir.
I love when guys boss people around in the workplace.
And he's tall. And then I was like, oh my God.
He is very tall.
He's tall. And he's bigger than you think.
Yeah, than you would think.
And then his sister and dad walked in. I mean, his sister is just
stunning,
beyond gorgeous.
Yeah. It's hard to look at her sometimes.
But she's like you. She has those long fingers with perfect nails.
Oh,
that's how I can tell she's a stunner. My nails are fucked up. Also, you're back to white, and you didn't tell me that we were going back to white.
Well, I'm French.
Okay, you're French. So you're telling me I can go into any nail salon and say, give me these tips or something.
You can say French manicure.
And they'll do it.
And they know what it is. It's white and pale pink.
This is my social anxiety. I haven't done it because I'm too scared of asking for it and them laughing in my face.
I just have so many visuals of the nail technicians just laughing their asses off at you.
Be like, you want tips at this place? Ah! Anyway, I clearly don't know how nails work. We have a very fun segment today.
I can't wait for this one.
And it's about secrets. Because I was just feeling like a gossipy little bitch.
Yeah.
Little bitch. And yeah. I was like, tell me your secret. And we got a couple I'm not stupid. I'm not going to tell you guys my secret. But then we had a couple who were like,
just lay it all out.
It's not like
we're going to say their names. And it's not like we know you. And it's not like we really care.
Actually, Paige, that's the best advice. If you're going through it and your life is hard, just remember that no one cares and it'll make you feel better in the long run.
No one gives a shit.
That's what I do. I'm like, Hannah, no one gives a fuck about you. And it makes me feel great.
It really does.
Literally,
sometimes
you're not important.
I'm like, you think that people are thinking about you all day long. They don't give a fuck. And I'm like, oh.
Your own mom didn't answer you 10 minutes ago. She doesn't care.
She literally hung up on me on the car ride here. She was like, oh, I actually got to go. And I was like, okay. I was like, you called me.
Okay, we're gonna say our secrets at the end because I told you to come up with something and I came up with something, but let's get into it. I watch an episode of the show I'm watching without my fiance, then I pretend I've never seen it.
I fucking love that.
But part of me is like,
I've done that before.
Are you wasting your time though? Why double watch?
She wants to watch it first. Let her
enjoy it fully.
Yeah,
I get it, because you could do a over the pants hand job a second time. My best friend and I scissored when we were wasted.
One time I was at a club. It was me and my best friend. Sorry.
Yeah, she loves to do that to me. But she has 20 of them.
Yeah, I have 1,000.
You actually are the most toxic best friend, because the same way you hurt me, you're hurting 10 other people.
Yeah, I'm always like, she's my best friend. No, I have, one of my really good girlfriends, and we're standing waiting for the bathroom, and we're like, what the fuck are these girls doing in here? Why is it taking so long? To the point where we started getting nervous, being like, should we knock on the door? Do you think they're okay? Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend opens the door. They're full on scissoring in the bathroom.
Are they on the floor?
One had, it was a small stall, and one had her leg on the toilet, one had her leg on the sink, and we were just like, I felt like a kid who wasn't supposed to see something that they saw.
Yeah. I think scissoring is a thing. I just think it's not the best way to orgasm.
Yeah, and we just shut the door, and I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I said, we're up next.
That's what's taking so long, because girls take forever to come.
And then they just walked down. We were just like, thank you. And they
went in. Wait, they had sex in a bathroom?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wild.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go. But they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless, and they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. Hey gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15.
Okay, this one's a little sick. I eat the little pieces of food off my floss.
That's, oh my God.
Paige, don't yuck Block someone's her. Yum. Don't yuck someone's yum.
Block that girl.
This is my favorite one. Told my husband I made my Giggly Squad merch so he doesn't complain how much I spent on it.
That's amazing.
If you haven't gotten our tennis collection, Paige is wearing it right now.
This sweatshirt. I'm not kidding. So many people looked at me while I was walking down the street today. And I think they were reading the sweatshirt.
And normally you wear like little crop tops. Yeah, but you're wearing baggy. Like,
what's happening today? You can't even see my face.
You know those days where like creepy dudes are looking at you and you get annoyed, but then days that they don't, you're like, did I do something wrong today?
You know how girls are always like, oh my God, I hate when like construction workers like yell things and it's so degrading. Sometimes I actively walk by construction workers because I'm just like, I just need a boost today.
And I'm like, oh, and sometimes they'll be like, you have beautiful legs. And I'm like, thank you. No one's called me beautiful in so long. Okay. I fucked my college ex in the bathroom of a wedding this weekend. Just moved the Spanx over.
Who hasn't?
I just love the move the Spanx over comment.
Yeah.
But that's kind of hard if they're
they're tight.
Yeah.
So she's athletic and strong. And we love a strong female.
Me and my boyfriend were prom royalty. Now it's a couple weeks later and I want to end it. This must...
No one... Oh my God, I love when we have girls that are younger.
Yeah.
No one will remember that in 2 months that you were prom king and queen. Break up with them.
I think this is how it feels to be like Jax and Brittany on Vanderpump.
What do you mean?
Or like to be on a reality TV show and like be like America's couple... And then, like, low-key hate each other and want to break up. But you're like, oh, we can't. We're in contract.
Yeah, like, yes. I don't know if Jax and Brittany
They're America's couple necessarily, but...
Let's think of, like, a different really good couple that actually hates each other. That's, like, famous.
Maybe
like,
Lisa and Ken.
Maybe they do hate each other. I was going, like, famous, like, Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what if they really hate each other? Yeah. Look, I just... If you hate him, get out of there. It's not going to get better.
I'm going to tell you, get out of it. Also, you just had prom. You're going to college.
Yeah.
That's like an easy excuse. We're going to go. Also, I'm going to tell you right now, everyone's pissed that you guys were king and queen. You're going to be more likable if you break up with him.
I was prom queen once.
Were you really?
Yeah. Couldn't you tell from everything about me?
Yeah. That was like the least, that is the worst secret you ever dropped. My school was so public school, we didn't have a prom.
Yeah, because everyone gets a participation trophy.
Yeah, we just didn't have a prom. Barely had a gym.
That's crazy that you didn't have a prom.
We did have like kind of a prom, but there was no like prom king and queen.
I went to 12 proms.
Oh my God.
It was in my sport. You played tennis, I went to prom. I was like, how many guys?
Division one.
Sucker.
She's division one prom.
D1 in prom.
Oh my God. And your dresses, you had different ones for all of them.
Don't even insult me like that.
How much money did you throw on prom dresses? It was investment.
Look.
It was investment.
I still have some of them. I wore one to like a wedding.
You should do a TikTok wearing all your prom dresses.
They're all in the back of my closet at home.
Did you have to like get people to vote for you? Like, were you campaigning?
No, I actually won it. This is so crazy. I was prom queen, not at my school. I was like, I don't even go here. Which is like a movie. Like, I was like, I don't go here.
But like you hung out with them too much that they just assumed.
It's like an all guys school. My boyfriend was there. It's like automatically I became it, but I like to tell the story the other way.
Yeah, I love that for you.
In my head, it was a public school prom and I was voted.
I love that. I stalk my ex on Venmo every day.
On Venmo?
Okay, Venmo for real is where like you get the dirt on people. Like, I think people found out, like, how The Bachelor ended by, like, the guy Venmoing a girl, like, months later, knowing that he was with her. Like, Venmo, there's tea. Make your Venmos private, y'all.
We have to cut this early because I have a lot to do when I get home. Oh, my God.
I will also, like, write sketchy shit to, like, make people think there's stuff going on. Like, I'll be, like, murder.
I think my Venmo's private.
It should be.
Yeah, like, I don't think you can see who I'm paying.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope it is.
She's very worried right now.
I'm very nervous right now.
Also, I'll have random people Venmo me stuff. Like, someone would be like, oh, love this episode, Burning in Hell, $6.66.
One of my friends got scammed the other day. He had a Venmo request from, like, one of his guy friends, and it was, like, $200, and the thing said, I'll tell you later. So his friend just, like, paid it. And then he was, like, texting him, and he was like, hey, what was the Venmo for? And he was like, what? I didn't Venmo you. How crazy is that?
Also, I love how not cheap he is. They're just like, yeah, $200. We'll see what happens.
I know. I was thinking, I was like, wow, if one of my girlfriends was like,
$200, I'll tell you later.
I'd be like, bitch, you're going to tell me now.
Are we hiding a body? What's happening?
What are we doing?
Am I in trouble with my taxes again? What's happening?
Oh, God. I had a phone call with my accountant the other day, and I said, just as long as I don't go to jail for tax fraud. And he said, Paige, you're not going to.
You start it off and you're just like, I just need to let you know that I'm not going to be okay
in
jail.
My mom was also on the call, which was so adult. And she goes, Paige has an irrational fear. And I was like, Mom, you're embarrassing me.
The way people don't want to fly, that's you with your accountant. The way people don't want to go to the dentist.
Going to jail.
Okay, only dated him because his best friend is Dave Franco.
Valid.
My ex friend never turned off her location sharing with me, so I use it to avoid her at the gym.
Wow, just smart.
That's just great. Because imagine if you stopped going to the gym because you're afraid to see this girl.
That's just smart. I always forget that certain ones of my friends have my location, and they'll be like, "Where are you?" And I'll just straight up lie, and they'll be like, "I know that you're not home," and I'm like, "Oh, I mean, what?"
I feel like everyone has that one friend who knows where everyone is at all time and like follow that shit. I found it was fucking my battery up to find my friends.
Really?
App. Yeah. Huh. Or I just am on TikTok too much.
I really did it because like one time I was in the Hamptons and I was like, you can't find anyone.
No.
And there's no service, so no. It's just like, where are you?
No. You think rich people know what Wi-Fi is. To wrap this up, Paige, what's your secret?
You go first.
Okay, mine's like kind of stupid, but when I curled my hair today, I just did the front.
That's stupid. Okay, my secret is I begged my mom and drank a bottle every single night until I was in third grade.
Wait, you begged your mom?
Yeah, I was like, Mom, I just want a bottle tonight. And she was like, you can't.
A bottle of hot milk.
Oh, yes. She was like, you're seven.
Until third grade? Wait, so you and Lala are...
I loved it. I loved it so much. And the day that she was like, you can't keep drinking a bottle.
What kind of milk?
I don't know what she gave me. But I liked it cold. I didn't like it hot.
Oh, you liked it cold?
It just soothed me.
In a bottle?
In a baby bottle.
What would you do while drinking?
Lay on the couch.
Did Gary make fun of you?
My brother? No, he would make my bottles. And he, like, I knew when I was
You're literally
really,
the baby of the
I'm
family.
I'm literally the baby. When I was really little, I knew that when my brother made my bottle, because I couldn't pour. At this point, I was like, I'll pour my own shit. When I was really little and I couldn't pour, my brother would make it. I would know that I was always getting chocolate milk.
I was about to say, do you ever go chocolate or strawberry milk?
No, I only would go chocolate milk, and my mom would be like, she can't have that before bed.
Do you like White Russians?
I do.
People who drink straight up milk are straight up psychopaths.
I had this conversation with one of my friends.
Did someone get milk at dinner?
They're like, every middle America family was every night was just having pasta, glasses of milk.
And no! Like, just put it in the toilet. The lactose intolerant.
My dad loves milk. We like weren't forced to drink it, but I remember when you were little and you'd go to the doctor and you'd be like, how much milk are you drinking?
Yeah.
And now it's like...
Well, I had this one tennis trainer that was convinced that like milk was not natural for humans to eat.
Yeah.
To drink
this
after.
This was like before it was like a thing.
Well, like we would drink chocolate milk after to like give us some protein or whatever. And he was like, after you're done feeding, like you're not meant to drink milk.
That's so crazy. I really don't drink it anymore.
That makes me sad for you because...
I loved it.
I loved it too much. So I was a crack child for apple juice.
Really?
Like crack. My mom basically I think I was going to this babysitting place where they just give us straight up apple juice, which is crack cocaine.
Yeah.
So my mom would be like, please stop giving her this apple juice because she is flying off the walls. Like I'd get so hyper. So at home, she'd give me water with a little apple juice.
Yeah.
And mix it because who needs that much sugar?
Yeah. And you didn't know the difference.
I didn't know the difference.
Yeah.
But I've always loved apple juice. And to this day, whenever I drink juice, I do half water. Like people think I'm crazy.
Oh, wow.
But I do that.
Yeah.
And then the other day at a restaurant.
I've seen you do that.
Yeah, I do it all the fucking time. Or like if I am drinking something.
You do with Gatorade too.
Yeah.
Like
if it's
like
too
that.
Sweet, I'll just keep adding water to it.
Yeah.
I do that with when I go to a Thai restaurant and I get the Thai iced tea. I'll like add water to it throughout.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like people judge. The other day, I went to a restaurant. Haven't ordered apple juice in forever, but I didn't feel like drinking and I didn't feel like soda.
Yeah.
And I was like, Des, what if I ordered apple juice? Are they going to think I'm like 4 years old? And he's like, you already make your age difference even bigger, acting like a fucking baby. And I was like,
did they have
I was so nervous. And I go to the waiter and I was like, isn't it weird if I get an apple juice? And the waiter was like, that's my favorite juice. That's my favorite juice.
Wait,
and
we, where like, were you? What restaurant?
Some random Italian restaurant in Midtown.
And they had apple juice?
I feel like everyone has apple juice. And then the guy was like, he goes on this whole rant about how he loves apple juice. He was like 25 and he's like, everyone does like cranberry juice and orange juice with vodka. Have apple juice with vodka. That shit is good. And I was like, what? What? He was like, do like any alcohol, tequila and apple juice.
I'm going to try that.
I know, because the cranberry is like too tart. And then the orange juice, I feel like, gives me weird breath because it's like acidic.
I don't love drinks mixed with orange juice.
But whenever you go to the club, they give you the cranberry and the orange.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll mix the two, which is kind of...
Which is that called shit something. Is, a sea breeze, I think.
Maybe, but that shit slaps if you mix it. But still, when I'm hammered, I can't get the right ratio of both.
I'm usually just like soda.
So guys, try some apple juice with your... alcohol and let's see what happens. And you don't need that much because it's sugary.
I'm about to go home and pour a drink.
It's so good.
Is it so good?
So good.
Jordan, what's your experience? What do you mix
with? Is it like a thing? Like, are there drinks with apple juice in it? Or like,
so my roommate, she's Polish, and they do that all the time in Poland. So she went to go home and there's like this like bison grass vodka that like she brings back for me and I'm fucking obsessed.
No
and I always mix it with apple juice and I do like ice. I'll put like the cup in the freezer. So it's like really cold.
Yes.
It's so good.
Oh my God. I have apple juice in my refrigerator at home.
What do we call it? An apple juice vodka. What do we call it? Do you remember I would come up with drinks like we came up with this Britney's gym when it was like all red and stuff?
Wait. We have so much to talk about.
Okay, guys. It's officially time for front page news.
No. I have so many screenshots of things because I was just like, it just keeps going.
You were going off. Going.
I literally only have Britney.
So what is unique? Because for years, people have been doing the Free Britney campaign. What is unique about what just went down?
So she talked in open court. There's like a whole video or voice recording of it. And she said, I have been lying to the entire world. I am not okay. She has an IUD inside of her that her dad wouldn't let her go to the doctor and take out. She wants to have a baby. She's not allowed to drive in her boyfriend's car. She worked 7 days a week. And she said, this was the quote that really got me. She said, I was forced to work 7 days a week. And in the state of California, the only other occupation close to that is sex trafficking. How?
But also, that's such a like logical, well thought out point. And if you listen to her voice, it's not the Britney on Instagram that's like willy nilly and like out to lunch.
No.
This is like a smart, sane.
I listened to the voice recording. It was actually one part was funny because she was talking so fast because she was probably nervous and had like a fuck ton to say.
Yeah.
And the judge was like, I'm sorry, can you just, what is it called? The stenographer like writes everything down. Was like, can you just go like a little bit slower?
Yeah.
She was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yes. And then she just started
this was like,
again.
She's probably been anticipating this for so long and she probably felt this like freedom off her chest. But what I also learned is like, her mom is also in on it.
Her whole fucking family is in on it because they're all living off of her. They don't give a shit. She literally said in court, I want
to sue everyone.
Sue my whole family.
Even Jamie Lynn?
I think so because she's considered a consultant.
Oh, so she's in on
and
it.
And so she makes hundreds of thousands of dollars
Holy
a year.
Holy shit.
Could you imagine?
And I was thinking like, this is all just... greed. This was all about money. Like if Britney didn't have this huge fortune.
She's worth, I think it's $400 million.
Wow.
Yeah, she's caked up.
Well, also the bitch has been working like seven days a week
since
she was 16.
Could you imagine having all of that money in the bank and you get told how much you get a month?
And then watching people spend it. The bills she's paying for them to do the job that she's forcing her.
Yep.
It's so sick
and
in so many levels.
And she works so hard. Like she direct, like when she was doing her Vegas show, like because she is so good at her job and like so creative, like she was doing pretty much everything. Like she was directing it. She was like making all the decisions in terms of that because she knows how she works. She is such a good performer.
I don't know what mental health struggle she has, as most of us do. But imagine your normal struggles on top of literally feeling trapped in your own body.
Well, she also says that everyone that lived in her house was paid, well, by her, because she funds everything. Mm-hmm. She had 24/7 security. She had 5 different nurses. She had someone that came in and made all of her meals. Her dad had different doctors that put her on like different doses of lithium, which if you're on lithium for too long, Justin Bieber was also on it and said he started to feel crazy and was like misdiagnosed, shouldn't have been on it. If you're on lithium too long, you actually can have like a mental break because of the medicine.
Was he like trying to give her a mental break?
Yeah, I think so. And because so then she'd start refusing to take her medicine because she was like, this doesn't make me feel better. It makes me feel crazier. Like,
she couldn't talk and stuff.
She could not. She said in one of the quotes, like, she was like, I couldn't have a conversation with my mom. Like, I physically could not talk to her.
But then when she was performing, they would take her off it or something?
I don't know if they would take her off. Well, she hasn't performed since 2018.
Yeah.
So I don't know what time frame that she was on this medicine, but like,
Brit, it's so scary too because she didn't want to tell people because she thought people wouldn't believe her, which again shows that's a trauma response to the past of being so misunderstood by the media, possibly.
She also said that she watched Paris Hilton's documentary, which I'm sure this came out the way she said it. It was like she said, I didn't believe Paris, but I feel like that was like her own trauma. Yep. Like, no one's going to believe me. Because when we all watched it, everyone was like, holy shit, Paris. She was like, I watched Paris's documentary about being abused in like those schools her parents sent her. And she was like, I didn't believe her. And so then I really shut the fuck up because I was like, no one's going to believe me.
Yep. She had a lens of like, of if you are being taken advantage of, no one's going to believe you.
Also, she said like when she was divorcing K-Fed and like she shaved her head and that whole thing when she was sent to a mental institution, she was not crazy. He sent her there. Like, she was evaluated. Mm-hmm. He forced her into that. She was there for 3 months. She said it made her go crazy because she was, imagine being fine and someone being like, and now you're in a padded room.
Oh, but that's true. It's like when people say you're annoying and then you like have to keep being annoying because they're calling you annoying.
Yeah.
It's also proven like teachers who tell kids they're not smart will like statistically do worse on tests than kids who are being told they are smart.
Wow.
Also, Brittany said that like for a year, I think during COVID, her mom said that no self-care place was open. Mm-hmm. And then she said everyone around her had their nails done, hair done, and she was just like couldn't have self-care. And
everyone was always talking about her hair and like how her extensions were so bad. They wouldn't like let her go anywhere, do anything.
All of her stuff was a cry for help.
Yeah.
Do you think she purposely put on those crazy videos to like keep people talking and worrying about her?
Well, I also don't, if everything else was controlled, obviously she wasn't controlling her own social media. She was like,
part of me thought that they were like maybe forcing her to do it so people are like, yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah, probably. And she was probably on like certain medication. Yep. She didn't really know what the fuck was happening.
But this is the scary thing. She wants to sue her family, but her family has legally done this through courts.
Yeah.
So who is to blame? Is it the judge? Is it the family? Is it the larger system? The fact that it could happen to Britney fucking Spears, it's because she has so much money, but like, there's a bigger issue here.
Have you seen that movie on Netflix called I Care?
No.
It's either I Care or I Care a Lot. Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes, with the Gone Girl.
Yes. Oh,
did you see it, Jordan?
Guys,
Jordan's our producer, by the way. We didn't officially introduce her.
Hello. It was insane.
No, it was insane. Like, it was such a good movie, but it gave me the most anxiety. Like, I thought someone was going to come into my home and be like, and now I control you.
Okay, so the premise of the movie is the girl from Gone Girl, Rose.
It's okay. We'll figure it out.
It's okay. So she basically gets old people who are vulnerable, don't have family, and wealthy, and basically takes control of their finances and tells the court that they're crazy, even if they're not.
And then like just basically steals all their money. They're in like homes or not like full mental institutions, but like assisted living, but they live like shit.
Mm-hmm. And she manages all their finances and she finds vulnerable people. Like maybe they have a son, but the son's crazy.
Yep.
And she's convinced the court. And it's so fucking scary. And hopefully there'll be changes to the system. Hopefully there'll be people that will be held accountable.
The craziest part to me is that like, Dude, that's your fucking dad. Like your dad. It's not like it was
your whole family.
She had some crazy manager or agent or
that like groomed her.
Yeah, or like some financial advisor stole all her shit. Like these are your biological parents who are literally programmed to love the fuck out of you. And just
what's also fucked up is like, are the kids okay? Like, is this the best thing for their mother?
Her sons are teenagers now, which is so crazy to think of because, like, I can remember them being born. Mm-hmm. They have restraining orders against him. So that in itself.
Against Jamie?
Yes.
Also, what dad names their daughter the same name as him?
Also, where is K-Fed? And when is he going to come out and say something? Because, like, Justin Timberlake came out and said something. He, like, tweeted, which... Look, I feel like Justin would have been like damned if he did, damned if he didn't. Like if he didn't say anything, people would have been like pissed. And now that he said something, people are still pissed. So like,
Is he just trying to get relevancy from it? But also, JT's not like a guy who tries hard to be in the press.
I think because they had that whole thing with...
He's trying to be supportive right now.
Yeah, and like they... look, no one gives a shit that like you have this teenage romance and like whatever. And we get that you apologized for making her look bad then. You were also a kid, but like whatever. He tweeted and was like, Jess and I send our full support. What's regardless of our history, whatever is happening to her is absolutely insane.
But what is his support?
Just that, like, we're on Britney's side.
Yeah.
But I really want to see if, like, Kevin Federline comes out and says anything.
People need to start coming up. But, like, it's...
Mariah Carey said something.
Yeah.
I think Paris Hilton said something. I think Andy said something.
Yeah, I was about to say, where's AC?
Andy Cohen made Jamie the jackhole of, like, one of the episodes. It's just insane. It's crazy.
The fact it's unraveled like this and we're watching it in real time, oh, the documentaries and the books are going to be...
So good.
So good. So however, good. We just hope Britney is okay in the long run. Because also, if you listen to that bitch's music, every fucking song is basically saying how she feels trapped, how she feels like, I want to go away, how she feels like unlucky, like... All of it is a cry for help. I'm a slave for you. Like, I'm telling you, go through your playlist and it's creepy.
The first CD I ever got when I was little was a Britney Spears CD.
You know, I used to be Team Christina. And like, I'm
always have to go against the grain.
I thought I was being cool. And then I realized, like, I'm beautiful. That's my Christina.
Yeah, that was actually not bad.
No matter what they say.
Not bad.
She goes like, and words can't bring me
If you really down. Wanted to be different, you would have been a Mandy Moore fan.
Oh, no. No, I was a simp for Jessica Simpson. Okay, now we're being nostalgic. But we love Britney.
Jessica
she
Simpson
shaped our childhood.
Take my breath away.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Download it right fucking now.
Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Is there anything else in front page news?
Dude, did you see the Drake Bell stuff?
Jordan just exclaimed. Like, that's what an exclaim is.
Okay.
Shook. Okay, so Drake,
wait,
before we begin,
you tell it.
Paige and I met Drake on Summer House. There's a full-on episode. Yep. Season 4
sat in a podcast room.
He had kind of a gold guitar chain that was a lot. He was definitely crushing on Paige a little, which was right. I feel like he was.
No, I think he was just being
friendly. He got nervous.
Maybe he got a little nervous, but his wife was in the other room. I didn't even know he was married.
Is she wife? Okay. I think, yeah. It was honestly like so cool that he was like, yeah, I'll film on a Bravo show and do it.
Yeah.
So I have an episode with him on Burning in Hell. You guys should go listen. Tell me if there was anything.
And it was cool because like.
He didn't have to do it.
From when we were like.
Oh my God.
Like younger.
Yeah. We're like Drake and Josh. He was everyone's like first weird crush.
He was on. Even
Nickelodeon.
Before that, he was on All That.
Yeah.
Like.
So what happened?
Okay. So he pled guilty on Wednesday to, which I don't really get how they worded this. I got this from Page Six.
Okay.
To an incident involving a 15-year-old girl, which the first charge is attempted child endangerment, which is a felony. But basically, it just says that he was sending inappropriate text messages to a 15-year-old. Hmm. Social media messages. It doesn't really say anything else. Like, I don't know if he knew she was 15. I don't know. I don't think they ever, like, met up in person. I don't think he physically did anything. So I don't know. I don't know if the laws are also caught up to, like, the times, you know? Like, can you go to jail for texting a 15-year-old something inappropriate? I have no idea. But how insane.
Insanity.
And to plead guilty. So, like, he's got to go to jail. A felony? Could you go to jail a felony?
I don't know anything about courts.
We'll have to call Gary.
We'll call Gary. He'll tell us.
Gary is our lawyer. Yeah, we're going to make merch that.
Paige and I were rubbing close to the law.
Some other legal news.
Wait, what's the Legally Blonde quote? Oh, I object. That's it. What you gonna
don't you stomp in your little lassies and product shoes on me, honey.
Jordan, did you know that one?
Straight men don't know the designers. Okay. Ronnie from the Jersey Shore is engaged.
To who?
What the heck is her name? Harley? Jen Harley. Okay, so his ex-girlfriend, who he has a child with, she has a new boyfriend. She was arrested because she pulled a gun on him. The same day that she was arrested for pulling a gun on her boyfriend, Ronnie proposed to his new girlfriend. And that's just the craziest.
That's like the worst situation, like, of your ex doing well.
Oh, I would.
Like, you know, like, you like might lose your job and you see your ex got a promotion. This is next level.
This is next level. This is a deadly weapon. You know, this is also I feel like she's been arrested so many times for domestic violence. Who gave this woman a gun?
Yeah.
How did you even get a gun?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Also, just actively, continuously beating the shit out of people is crazy.
Yeah, we need to stop with the violence. That bitch wakes up in the morning and chooses violence.
She was arrested for throwing an ashtray at
Ronnie,
which made me think, who has ashtrays?
Valid question.
Lying around. Like, the last time I've seen an actual ashtray, I think was like,
get a jewel like a normal person.
At like my grandma's house. Like, I don't think I've seen one. I don't know. But that,
like, I love how that's what you took from that. You were like, should I get an ashtray? Do they have marble?
Are they trending?
Are they trending?
Can I have one just in case?
Swipe up for this ashtray. Smoking's bad, though.
That was all the front page news I had, but a lot of legal stuff. A lot of legal jargon.
A lot of legal jargon in our everyday pods. You guys, we love you so much. This was our first episode in the new studio.
I love it.
Thank you, WTF Media.
Yep. We're going to get a cute little neon.
We're going to get a little neon sign because it's not legit until you have a neon sign.
I've looked at myself this whole time.
Yeah, I'm so happy I'm not, because it would be like a FaceTime and I just wouldn't even know who I'm talking to. But if you look too long at yourself, you do turn into an alien.
I do have to say one thing for the girls that I learned over the weekend. One of my really good girlfriends is like the stunning, gorgeous Australian model. And I said, hey, how do you pose when you're sitting down in a picture? Mm-hmm. And I went like this to go sideways. And she said, never. Don't you dare ever do that. So if someone's taking a picture of you and you're like sit posing with a friend, this leg, your knee should be straight, dead onto the camera.
So you don't cross over.
And then you can slightly turn this one, but no. Like, it should always be.
This reminds me of do you remember our first reunion we filmed live with Andy Cohen?
Yes.
I blocked it out, but do you remember it? Okay. I do remember sitting down. I was literally shaking and I didn't know how to sit. And you like so calmly were like, put that leg like this.
Oh, I made you sit like this.
Yeah, like kind of diagonal lady.
Like a lady.
So these are little things.
I was so worried about like, okay, obviously everyone has it and you can tell like cellulite.
Yeah.
So at that reunion, I kept taking my thighs and pushing them in together.
People are like, why isn't Paige talking? And she's like, I'm
dealing with the thigh issue.
I'm folding my thighs right now.
Sorry, I'm folding my thigh fat. Thank you. Move along.
But we're normalizing cellulite. Hell yeah. Watch us on Patreon. We're putting this up and we'll put some clips on the Instagram. Follow giggly.squad. Check out all our merch.
Yeah.
I'm like overwhelmed.
No, I'm obsessed. I've worn this every single day.
Giggly-squad.com. Paige has been on Amazon. Like,
oh yeah, I have Amazon on next week sometime. I don't know.
Check her Instagram.
I have no idea.
Go to hannahburner.com for tickets to live shows coming up.
And watch Bronwyn. Listen to Bronwyn and Drake Bell.
Yeah, so okay. Subscribe to Burning in Hell and listen to Drake Bell.
This down.
And listen to Bronwyn and tell us your thoughts.
Let's do more secrets.
I love the secrets.
I love it.
Okay, this is good because I feel like people were tepid. They weren't sure if we're going to like blow up their spot.
Would you just say?
I don't know, Jordan. Did I use tepid right? Tepid.
That's my first time hearing that.
Okay.
I knew I'm ambivalent though. I knew ambivalent, but I don't know tepid.
Okay.
Did you mean say timid?
Tepid. I feel like, you know how water could be tepid?
No.
Can we Google it?
No, seriously. I need to know.
Tell me more.
You'd be surprised how many words we use wrong on this. Only slightly warm, lukewarm. So I feel like they were lukewarm about it.
Oh,
showing little enthusiasm.
Wait, you're
showing little enthusiasm.
Amazing.
It's that. Like we learned about Kuth before, and now we learned about Tepid. Honestly, I'm Tepid in most situations.
Me too.
Lukewarm.
Tep, tep, bitch.
And lastly, Paige and I are on TikTok.
Yeah, we are.
I'm spiraling. You know what that means? I'm spiraling on
our
TikTok.
Our mental health's not great. Not fucking great.
Not fucking great. So check out TikTok. When the Gigglers make TikToks, it's so funny.
It is funny. I love when they send them to me too. They're like, I thought you'd think this was funny. And I was like, I do.
You're like, I actually do. People send the funniest. And we love when you guys are giving us all the info of your secrets and everything. It makes the pod what it is.
Yeah. And remember, we'll never say your names. And at the end of the day, we don't care. I forgot what these girls.
I do have an Excel sheet of everyone's names and their information, but that's just, you never know. You got to be careful. Thank you for giggling with us.
Yes. Thank you for giggling with us today.
Love you. Bye.